You would at that, the surgeon admitted. Probably you would be able to hold together better than anyone else could. But there will be after effects, in your case, you know. I know, her voice was bleak. I'll live through them, if Kim lives. She became all nurse in the course of a breath, white, cold, inhuman, strung to the highest tension and yet placidly calm, as only a truly loving woman in life's great crises can be. You have had reports on him, Doctor. What is your provisional diagnosis? Something like elephantiasis, only worse, affecting both arms and both legs. Drastic amputations indicated. Eye sockets, burns. Multiple and compound fractures. Punctured and incised wounds. Traumatism. Ecchymosis. Extensive extravasations, edema. Profound systemic shock. The prognosis, however, seems to be favorable as far as we can tell. I'm glad of that, she breathed, the woman for a moment showing through the armor of the nurse. She had not dared even to think of prognosis. Then she had a thought. Is that really true, or are you just giving a shot in the arm? She demanded. The truth, strictly, he assured her. Worsell has an excellent sense of perception, and has reported fully and clearly. His brain, mind, and spine are not affected in any way, and we should be able to save his life. That is the one good feature of the whole thing. The speedster finally matched the intrinsic velocity of the hospital ship. She went free, flashed up to the Pasteur, inerted, and maneuvered briefly. The larger vessel engulfed the smaller. The gray lensman was carried into the operating room. The anesthetist approached the table, and Lacey was stunned at a thought from Kinnison. Never mind the anesthetic, Dr. Lacey. You can't make me unconscious without killing me. Just go ahead with your work. I held a nerve block while the Dalgonian was doing his stuff, and I can hold it while you're doing yours. But we can't, man, Lacey exclaimed. You've got to be under a general for this job. We can't have you conscious. You're raving, I think. It will work. It always has. Let us try it anyway, won't you? Sure. It'll save me the trouble of holding the block, even though it won't do anything else. Go ahead. The attendant doctor did so, with the same cool skill and to the same endpoint as in thousands of similar and successful undertakings. At its conclusion, "Gone now, aren't you, Kinson?" Lacey asked through the lens. "No," came the surprising reply. "Physically, it worked. I can't feel a thing, and I can't move a muscle, but mentally, I'm still here."